This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Testimony has ended in the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, Thursday's witnesses undercut a main line of the president's defense.
Former National Security Council advisor Fiona Hill says EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland was operating outside official diplomatic channels in Ukraine and was involved in a domestic political errand for President Trump.
I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says the testimony doesn't change the facts.
No, facts are on the president's side. The truth is on the president's side.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he could resist no more going down the path of impeachment.
This president believes he is above the law, beyond accountability.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel's attorney general has indicted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in three separate cases. It's the first time in the country's history that a sitting prime minister has been indicted. Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
In the most serious case, Netanyahu is suspected of taking bribes to promote regulations worth hundreds of millions of dollars to Israel's phone company, Bezeq. In return, Netanyahu demanded and received favorable coverage on Walla News, which is owned by Bezeq. Netanyahu, who is Israel's longest-serving prime minister, lashed out at Mandelblit and at the entire justice system, accusing them of an attempted coup. Sounding emotional, he said, you have to be blind not to see that something bad is happening to police investigators and the prosecution. He said all accusations against him are false. Neither Netanyahu nor former Army Chief Benny Gantz has been able to form a government since an election more than 2 months ago. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.